Hello and welcome to the Christmas Hall of Fame podcast. My name is Jeff Westover of MyMerryChristmas.com. The Christmas Hall of Fame podcast is a simple and brief production to introduce you to the people, places, and things nominated for the Christmas Hall of Fame. The Christmas Hall of Fame is a nonprofit, fan-driven effort to recognize the very best of Christmas. You can view the entire ballot of nominees for this year's vote and cast a vote yourself at ChristmasHallOfFame.net. In this episode, we showcase the immortal character of Santa Claus, a nominee for the inaugural class of the Christmas Hall of Fame in 2020. Santa Claus is known the world over by many names, and his character may vary in detail depending on the country and the culture. His image is recognizable around the world. He is customarily a big man, clad in red and sporting a fairly long white beard. And, of course, he has a merry disposition. Santa Claus was born of the legend of St. Nicholas, a separate character who is also nominated this year for the Christmas Hall of Fame. The legend of Santa Claus only grows with each passing Christmas season and with each celebrating generation. Santa lives at the North Pole, a place claimed by many countries, but a place without structure, government, or laws. It is a location ideally suited for what Santa does. On Christmas Eve, Santa travels the world to bring Christmas to believers in every time zone. He is tracked by millions and celebrated by millions more. Santa Claus is nominated because he is a central figure in the celebration of Christmas. He's an icon, an element, and an integral part of Christmas for millions of people. Every year, by the billions, letters, notes, and wish lists are sent to Santa by believers. His face graces the covers of books, albums, and entertainment promotions. There are stories written about him in the news, stories that are created about him of fiction, and an ever-increasing number of songs, television specials, and movies are produced about him. Santa Claus began his rise to fame in the early 19th century when he was featured in a poem by Clement Clark Moore, who wrote it for his family. That poem was famously shared by a family friend with a newspaper, and it was duplicated in print by other newspapers of that time at that Christmas and every Christmas thereafter, a tradition that continues today with newspapers, websites, apps, books, films, audio and video productions that continue to share its magical qualities. Within a decade of its first publication, A Visit from St. Nicholas, or as it is known in other places, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, had spurred retailers to start using Santa's image in marketing their businesses at Christmas time. In the 1830s, Santa can be found in newspaper advertisements hawking everything from liver pills to Christmas toys in major markets in the United States, but especially in New York City and in Philadelphia. The focus for Christmas traditions in homes of Americans, especially in the mid-19th century, was on the children and the hanging of Christmas stockings. It being a popular pastime of children on December 23rd of every year to find the largest Christmas stocking available. In the 1850s, the legend of Santa started to bleed into popular culture through music. In the early 1850s, the Santa Claus Christmas Symphony was written, followed very shortly by the song Jingle Bells. And then the song Up on the Housetop was published. Well, it may seem odd looking at these three pieces of music individually to correlate them to Santa Claus, but their introduction to the marketplace in such a compressed period of time created a new level of fame for Santa Claus. Newspapers of the time record growing annual traditions of playing those songs in association with actual appearances by Santa Claus at church celebrations and in community events. Santa Claus was also a figure who played a conspicuous role during the American Civil War, where he was used by both sides for being for their cause and shown wearing their uniforms. He had, at this point in time, become a very public figure. After the Civil War, it became a practice for newspapers to publish the letters of children to Santa Claus, and then within a few years, the memories that adults had of Santa Claus and Christmas from their childhood years from the 1830s to the 1850s. Throughout the entirety of the 19th century, Santa Claus, and by extension the Christmas tree and the Christmas stocking, were perpetually associated together in print advertising and newspapers and magazines, furthering the growth of his commercial image and his great appeal. This continual publicity was reflected in popular culture as books, stories, and soon audio recordings in the form of music and storytelling expanded his image. Some of the first sound recordings featured songs about Santa Claus, and by the start of the 20th century, Santa Claus was the first subject in the new art of filmmaking. Santa marched to the drum of history, playing a part in the 20th century in the emergence of radio. He was again active as a force both during world wars and in the 1920s and 1930s, continued to influence children, especially with his connections to the anticipation of Christmas. Post-World War II saw Santa's story expanded in popular culture as he morphed through music, film, and now even television into an even more legendary character. Other characters, such as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, and the Miser Brothers, were invented as associated with Santa Claus, and those stories only expanded his fame. And all Santa has permeated the entirety of society at Christmas so much that he is unavoidable, globally recognizable, and universally popular. Please join us at ChristmasHallOfFame.net to cast your votes for this year's nominees. Please stay to suggest new nominees for next year's vote. The Christmas Hall of Fame not only recognizes people, but also other iconic elements of the season. Movies, songs, books, places, and the things of Christmas that make celebrating it so joyous and widespread. If you have a podcast, a radio station, newspaper, magazine, a social media group, or any type of publication, we encourage you to get out the vote for Christmas and to direct people to the Christmas Hall of Fame website to cast their votes. You can even host an episode of this podcast to inform listeners of your ideas and suggestions when it comes to the nominees we have or should have for the Christmas Hall of Fame. The details of the support desired of the Christmas community are all on our website at ChristmasHallOfFame.net. This is Jeff Westover of MyMerryChristmas.com for the Christmas Hall of Fame. Thank you for listening and watch for our next episode about another of this year's nominees coming out very soon.